Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, you're listening to our national good evening. It's your brother, Elohim Christ, live out of Philadelphia. I've walked the path of being honest and good, and I'll keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. That way I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Think about that. What do you want? Make sure you really know what you want. Like my mama used to say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. The age of freedom has come, but it's something that has to be won. You have to work for this thing. I ain't gonna just walk up to you and give it to you, okay? Now, today is, well, we're reading out of the Tyrannical Scripture today, those of you who have your books. I wanted to start on page 129, although we did one or two pages past 129 already, but we have a few new guests, and I really wanted to just explain some what our end game is right quick, you know. We're going to set up a city called the Garden of Zion. That's our end game. And just a few rules to let you know how the thought process is going into the book that you have. So it's transportation to and from the garden. That would be the city. Since the Garden of Zion is a foreign country, we cannot transport underage gods to the garden without being accompanied by a parent or an adult tribal member. If you remember, we had a musician that they locked up, gave him 10 years for transporting a female who was underage from one part of the country to another across state lines. They gave him 10 years. Now, these guys, when they come after you, they use any little thing to bring you down and hurt you. Now, this guy, after he got out, they wanted to stop him because of his music. His music was taken off in Russia, everywhere. And all their little children was falling in love with his music and falling in love with him, so they had to get him out of picture. So they stole his music. That would be the Beatles. I'm mentioning people that stole his music. That would be the Beatles, the Beach Boys. It was a couple other groups too, but those are the two main groups that he sued when he got out of jail, and he got paid for his music. But it wasn't so much the news, they wanted him out of the way because they didn't want his children following a black guy around the country. So they locked him up and put white groups on his music, and they switched everything out. This is how serious they are about what you're seeing, what you're listening to, and what's going on, okay? So this is why certain things have been put in place to protect our society members from the people who will be coming after you, and they will be coming after you, you know what I mean? Because that's how the whole thing works. Once you get to study history, how history works, what they've been doing in history, okay? And this organization has been started by black folks. So, you know, when it gets to a certain point, they want to put some pressure on it, try to shut it down, which they won't be able to do. There's another rule. Since we're a foreign country, any underage guy leaving the Garden of Zion must be accompanied by a parent or tribal guardian of acceptable age according to the society that they're traveling to. See, so we're going to be respecting the rules of other countries as we set up. Setting up your own society is not that difficult. We'll get into that. Well, not today, but we will get into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go through all of that. I hit the wrong button here. Yeah, I'm not going to go through all of that, but okay. We're going to today's, well, today we're going to go through words. Okay, I'm not going to go through all. I just wanted to read a couple of pages of it just to let you know the thought process that's in this book. It's not so much about the occult practitioner. That would be the stories. So you're not going to have a whole lot of stories in the book. Mostly things that you will be able to do to protect yourself as you're moving around from different countries and things that you're doing. And the greatest protection, the greatest things that we can do to give you for your protection is to get you thinking in terms of the words that you use, okay? Now, in the book, a section, it starts at page 130. I just said 129. But what I just referenced was on page 128. It goes a couple of pages. So we're going to actually start on 130. Page 130 is 360 degrees of power. Now, why do we call it 360 degrees of power? Because the occult practitioners use the stories to bring you into certain knowledge that will empower you to do certain things. So words are very important. You must really, when you use your words, you must really know what they're about, why they use a certain way, and why they have a certain definition behind each word. So the words are very important. And that's why we say 360 degrees of power, because your power, your words are going to bring you any power if you know how to use your words and do a little research about the words, okay? Now, the first word up is slavery, okay? This is one of Black's Law Dictionary, the civil relationship of the condition of a slave, the civil relationship in which one man has absolute power over the life, fortune, and liberty of another. This is Black's Law Dictionary, okay? And there's other definitions of the word slave, all right? Now, as we get into it, right, a slave is one who looks for someone else to lead them. Now, think about that. If you're looking for a leader based on the stories that they're putting out, if you like the stories that they're telling those people that you follow, because of the stories that they're giving out, you have literally turned yourself into a slave. A slave is one who is controlled by another. They have found different ways to control people. One of the biggest ways that they've used to control people is money. You know, that dollar, boy, that dollar, that money will make people do some strange things out there, you know, will turn God into a real, turn God into an animal. You know, those who listen to my show every day, you understand what I mean when I say God. When I use the term God, I can't even pronounce the word, but it's for both men and women. Okay, it's a gender neutral. That's what I'm saying. It's a gender neutral. Where when I use it, I'm talking about male and female. Okay, a slave. Okay, does not control what they eat. Think about that for a minute. All right. Now you get up, you eat every day, go to the supermarket. You know, you buy your food, come home, and you cook your food up. Okay. And you just grub, not even thinking about where the food's coming from, how you getting the food, what who's making the money off the food, you know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. A slave does not control what they eat. They shut the supermarkets down today and tomorrow. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to get food? You know? I mean, these are thought processes. These are things that you have to think about. This is why we're calling it the secret doctrine, because we're putting you in a thought process to make you think about things that the society at large don't really want you concerned with. Like people complain about Monsanto, but think about it. Monsanto is feeding millions of people, and you can't even feed yourself and your family. You know, and they've even passed laws during the Bush administration to make it against the law for you to grow food in your garden in your backyard. They're not enforcing it, but it's on the books. You know, it's like you can't travel more than 15 miles an hour on a horse around City Hall. It's still on the books. So I've been on the horse, the law. Who's riding a horse these days? But it's on the books. If they decide to enforce it, you go out there with a horse and ride real fast around City Hall, the horse, they can stop you. And because you don't know what's on the books. You don't come to front. So literally, they've transferred the law into cars. You can't drive more than 15 miles an hour around City Hall, on books that you know about. You know, slaves does not have the best teacher to keep them in control. Think about that for a minute, okay? Why are you sending your children to school? Why is which school that you're sending your child to so important? If the thought processes that they're giving your child will decide how well off they do in the bubble and how well off they do outside of the bubble. You know what I'm saying? A lot of teachers are telling the children, hey, don't color outside the lines. They're telling you that's preparing the child mentally, the thought process. Stay inside the bubble. Now, you have to be careful when you go outside the bubble, too, because all those that went outside the bubble, that's what the story of Jesus Christ is all about. The 1% got across for you. So if you go outside the bubble, you have to learn how to rise above the crucifixion that they're going to bring on you. It's coming through words. That's your cult. And it's coming through force. You follow what I'm saying? Now, if you want to know how they crucify people and they go outside the bubble, check your history. Malcolm X, crucified. John F. Kennedy, crucified. They don't care. White or black, it makes them no difference. You go outside the bubble and become a threat to the natural order that they have set up for themselves, because nothing natural about the order that they set up. But it's natural for them because they want to stay in power. They want to keep you as their slave. You know what I'm saying? So, so it's good that you deal with, when you send your child to school, be mindful of the teachers that are going to be teaching your children, because that's going to make a difference, okay? And now it says also, a slave does not control manufacturing. That means the stuff that you're sleeping on, the dresses, the bed, everything that you have, you're not making any of that. So when you get up in the morning, what are you thinking about? The only thing you're thinking about is going to get that paycheck so that you can pay bills to 1%. The people that are owning everything around you, you know? A lot of us are locked up in apartments. Apartment is the worst thing to get unless you're part of an organization that's going to benefit from the money that you're putting in. You see what I'm saying? And when you get that apartment, you don't have no control over what to do with that money, how to use it, or anything. It's just gone. They take that same apartment money and use it to send their children to a better school while your child go to any the school that you can afford. Well, most of us can't afford those pretty expensive schools. That's how they're creating the class system. Okay? Most of the middle and upper middle class are European. Okay, they're not made up of the other tribes. You can check what I'm saying. This is how they're controlling what's going on. And when you get into Harvard, Princeton, those type of schools, you see how much they cost. Everybody can't go to them schools. And then they're checking who they're letting into those schools. You have to pass a certain test. They want to see what kind of programming that you're under. If you don't pass a certain test, this is how they can keep you out. They can decide whether they want you to come to Harvard and Princeton or not. They make it very difficult for some tribal people to get in. When I say tribe, I'm talking about any tribe other than the European. They make it very difficult for them to get in. Now, the European that they're pushing very hard is the blonde-haired, blue-eyed European. That blue-eyed little man, if you check the movies and the stories that they're putting out, those that are in leadership positions or the main characters of the story, they have either blue eyes or blue eyes and blonde hair. See, this is based on the Darwinian theory that the last one here is the most evolved, and everybody else is going to become extinct. See what I'm saying? Like the dinosaurs have become extinct. Nature don't need them anymore, so nature wipes them out. The last one coming through everything is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person. Everywhere he went, we were already there. He's the last one getting there. So he's supposed to be the most evolved, and they're pushing and pumping him. See what I'm saying? The leader of England right now, Britain, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Trump, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I don't know if he got blue eyes. No, I haven't looked at Trump's eyes. But I'm just saying, they know what they're doing, and they're pushing this Darwinian concept into people's minds without the people realizing what's really going on. So what the teachers that you send your children to is very important. A slave does not have the best teachers to keep them in control. They're not teaching you how to become IBM or CBS. They're teaching you to work with these people. You come out of Harvard, Princeton, with a resume in your hand, represent a business plan to create jobs and whatever you have to do. It's all part of the program. This is why words are very important. A slave does not control manufacturing. You did that. A slave does not control its security. Somebody come in your house, you have to pick up the phone and call somebody that you don't have control over to secure you. You follow what I'm saying? These people roll up on Bianca's house and shot the woman dead. You know what I mean? Who could her husband call? He can't call nobody. He had to hide. They shoot at him too. You follow what I'm saying? And now he can call a SWAT team. He can call his own security to come and get him. Now see, the 1%, they know this. So when they set up their corporations, somebody come inside one of their buildings causing trouble, they do not call the popo until they have apprehended and controlled the situation. Then they call a popo to press charges to lock him up because they don't keep jails. You see what I'm saying? But they have their own security. You don't have enough money to have your own security. And most of us with the money, they're not thinking in terms of especially the family members. They're not thinking in terms of the greatest and the most valuable asset or thing that I have is my child, is my children. We send our children to school every day. No security, nobody watching out for them. They get bullied in the school, you know, they go to the principal and nothing happens. They want to come in front. We should have enough money or in an organization that is providing security for our children. For all my children, when they were growing up, when they went to school, I took them to school and I brought them home. I did not let them go to school by themselves. Even in high school, they complained a little bit, but I took mine in a high school in a limousine. You know, how are you going to complain about riding to school in a limousine? But they wanted to be on their own. This is the peer pressure coming through the children. See what I'm saying? But the most valuable thing that I have is my children. That's the most valuable. That's the most valuable of everything that I have. Okay, that's our extension into the future physically. Spiritually is a whole different story, but my children did not catch the bus to school, did not catch the bus home. I made sure they went to school, and I was there to pick them up to bring them home. That's the same thing. I teach my children the same thing. All of them don't follow through, but most of them do. They make sure their children go to school, and they pick them up when they come home. You follow what I'm saying? So you have to make enough money. So this is a thought process. Not a story. I'm adding the stories in, but this is a thought process. You have to think in terms of, would you leave a $10 million diamond sitting on a step? No, you have security running that sucker because somebody will come and take it. Your children are worth more than that $10 million diamond, and you should act accordingly. Put security on your children. Make sure they're not being bullied in school and all that kind of stuff, you know? Okay? But this is the kind of money that you have to make. And you have to think in terms of, well, how can I make that kind of money? Where can I get this kind of money from that I can put security on my children, you know? A slave that's not controlled is medical. It's medical industry. See, slaves don't control that either. See, when you're a slave, man, you don't have a lot of control over nothing because you're a slave. Somebody else has control over everything, and it's all about control. We had an insurrection January the 6th. Why? Because the white mob who've been running the country for the last 90 years, them Southerners, you know what I mean, who think it's their birthright to rule over you. This is what they're being trained by the parents. They had an insurrection because they are losing control. They want to be in control of the country, and they're losing control. And the people that they have been control over are saying, yo, we're tired of this. We're tired of you killing our children, murdering, redlining us in the doggone school, redlining us in the neighborhoods and everything, gerrymandering us out of position. We're really tired of that. So we're coming back to take control as much as possible. Now they're trying to shut down the voting process because they don't want you in control. They would really rather turn this country into a dictatorship than to see you in control over what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? And what's happening right now, if you're paying attention to it, all five tribes are beginning to work together to control this thing. Every time something negative happens to one tribe, all five tribes come out and check. Every protest, all five tribes are there. Check. They're beginning to work together. And this is what we want to encourage as we begin to move out into, into society. We want to encourage all five tribes to work together. So when we're talking black power, white power, green power, that's not really what it's all about, because power don't really have color. Power is based on money and military. And we right now don't have control over that military. But once we get in the office and get more control over the Congress and the Senate and all that kind of stuff, we'll have more control over the military. You know? Okay. Now, this is the that was the definitions coming on the Black's Law Dictionary. And this is about words. Your words are very important. When they say Darwin's theory, I keep hitting on this evolution thing, because that's a thought process. When they keep hitting on Darwin's theory of evolution, we're arguing over the theory as if it's a fact, and it's not. They know words. And I just went through what they're talking about slavery in Black's Law Dictionary. They know words, and they, when they use a word, they're well aware of what it means, okay? Because if they could prove the Darwinian concept, they would not use the word spirit, if you know what I'm saying. So be mindful of that when you get into that thought process of the of us coming from monkeys, or however they say we got here, you know? Now, these are some of the definitions that from Elohim, okay? You cannot not be a slave. The question you have to ask yourself is, who is the slave master? See how that thought process went? You cannot not be a slave. The question you have to ask yourself is, who is the slave master? Who's controlling your food, clothing, shelter, security, and your education? See what I'm saying? Who's controlling these things? You are constantly in a slave-master relationship. Now think about this. You're constantly in a slave-master relationship. You are the master of your physical body. Think about that. You are the master of your physical body. It will do whatever you tell it to do. That's why they work so hard to control your mind, so that you will let them assume mastery over your body. Your body is a servant to your brain, which takes orders from your mind. And that's something to think about. Your brain and your mind are two separate entities, okay? Your mind is connected to your incorporeal energy, right, which is actually controlling the physical, which works through your brain, okay? This is why the mind is so powerful, that when we design the body, we put the synaptic nerve system in place so that you would not get too much information into the brain to short circuit the brain. As the brain develops, okay, the mind will begin to allow information coming through your synaptic nerve system into the brain. When you overload the brain, you got people out there. This one professor who used to be in front of my mother's restaurant all the time. We didn't know he was a professor, but we got hooked on the drug. But he was overloaded with information, walking around crazy because he didn't know how to control the information. He was being overloaded. A lot of people in the mental institution, they don't know how to control the information coming in from the mind to the brain. This is where the psychiatrists are failing. They're giving them drugs, okay, to alter the brain so that the brain is not recognizing the information that's coming in, and sort of brings them back into reality. You get what I'm coming from? But your mind is so powerful because it's connected to everything out there, right? These are thought processes that we bring to you. Now, the 1% already know this. They know what's going on. But those that don't have the information that's not connected to these secret societies, they don't know this information, okay? Now, remember, you are a slave master. So your body will never not be a slave, but you have to control this thing. That's why you are constantly in a slave master relationship, because they're working very hard to get you to give them control over your physical, because that's the incorporeal energy can't react with the physical energy directly. It has to have another physical form in order to react with the physical energy. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they're trying to control that physical body of yours. This is why they're in the process of making robots now. I said, man, this God is getting harder and harder to control. You want more money? You want time off? You want to relax? I feel, yo, man, you know. So they building robots to take your place. And when they get enough robots in place where they don't need your physical body no more, what happens to you? They release a virus to knock a lot of you off. Oh, yeah, I said it. On the airwaves, they release a virus to eliminate part of the population because they don't need as many bodies as they used to. But what they're not realizing is that we're supposedly out on other planets, setting up systems on other planets, and we don't have enough people to colonize the doggone cosmos. If you know how many stars and planets and stuff that are out there, now they're looking for planets now. You know, the ones that, the 1%, man, they're not asleep. They're out there looking for planets now because they know that it's going to come a time that they're going to need these bodies. But if you watch the movies, there's a certain percentage of Europeans and a certain percentage of blacks in everything. They never overload the what you see with too many black people. They keep it at a minimum. They keep your numbers at a minimum. Although that's not true, but that's what they're showing you. They don't, certain things they just don't want you to see. And they program everything to do that. You follow what I'm saying? So just remember, you are a slave master, and that body will do whatever you tell it. If you're on drugs, you can tell that body, you can tell your body to stop. You can make it stop doing whatever you wanted to do once you realize that you're in control. If you go to the churches, I just want to speak on this for a second. If you go to the churches, right, what they teach, God is in control. They don't want you thinking about you being in control. God is in control. But the very Bible that they're reading says that you're God, Psalms 82. But then they say God is in control, and they got you thinking about some God outside of yourself. You know, there's nothing greater than what's in you. There's nothing greater outside of you than what's in you. And this is the mindset that they don't want you to step up into. And this is why this book is so important, okay? Okay. So, yeah, it's hard to control your mind so that you will let them assume mastery over your body. Your body is a servant to your brain, which takes orders from your mind. Just think in terms, that's really that last thought before we go to the next word. Your brain and your mind are two separate entities. Your brain is the computer. Your mind is the software that runs the computer. I'm saying it like that because it's easier to see how that works. Okay, when you start getting into meditation and stuff like that, you begin to see that there's a difference between the mind and the brain. You begin to understand the two. Okay, now let's get into the next word. And this is about words. 360 degrees of power is about words. There's 360 degrees of information in this book to help you with your words, help you with your thought process so that you can function a little better in this society. Now we're talking about person. That's the next word, person. A man considered according to the rank he holds in society, with all the rights to which the place he holds entitles him and the duties which it imposes. Persons. Persons are divided by law into natural and artificial. Natural persons are such as the God of nature formed us. Okay? Artificial are such as are created and devised by human laws for the purpose of society and government, which are corporations and body politics. This is Black's Law Dictionary. Okay? You said, what now? Where would you just say? That don't even make any sense. You know? Now, this is the explanation that's given by Black's Law Dictionary. Now, you have to think about it. When you call yourself a person, do you want to come from? A person is the rank that you hold. Now, what rank do you hold as a person that holds a rank in society? See what I'm saying? Now, you are a person on your birth certificate. That's a person. Okay, because a corporation is a person. You are not a person. You know what I mean? This is something that you need to something that we need to think about when you call yourself a person. Well, that person did so and so, so and so. Artificial or such as are created and devised by human laws for the purpose of society and government, which are corporations and body politics. Philadelphia is a corporation, okay? The government is a corporation, all right? These are fictitious entities set up by people, if you want to use the term people. Now, let's go into some of the thought processes that Elohim throw out there. Now, you got, these are words, you know, and the words are very important of what we're doing in society. We don't know how to speak to each other. Just for example, you know how we wish each other peace. Oh, peace, brother. Peace, sister. This is what we do all day long. But think about it. Peace is an act of war. Every time you wish your brother or sister peace, you have just declared war on them. We don't know what the word means. They did. They made peace with the Indians, or so-called Indians. They made peace with the indigenous people here. What happened? Where are they at? They're in reservation. Why? Because once they made the Indians thought everything's going to be kumbaya, we're going to be nice, we're going to got a peace treaty. What the Indians were supposed to do was go on a military buildup, the arms race. Once they make, if they fight with you and they make peace, that's when you go on an arms race. That's how the arms race start, because they know whoever gets the upper hand military, they're going to come take what they want. They, after they build up, the whites build up their military, the Indians did not. What did they do? They came in, took more of the land, killed them, murdered them, did whatever they had to do, and stuck them on a reservation, then passed laws on them so they can't, ever build their military and stuff no more. They can't even own so many sheep and cattle and stuff. This is how the law fell. You can go check, read up and check on all this stuff. What's going on when they talk about a person. You're on your birth certificate, you are a fictitious entity. There's two people. The one is in all caps, okay? That's the person, okay? And the other one is in lowercase letters. That's you. So there's two entities that they're dealing with. When you get your bills and all that stuff, read them. They're in all caps. Why are your bills in all caps? Because they are not asking you to pay for them, because illegal for you to pay your electric and gas bill, because you're paying twice. I'm just going to tell you how it works. Too much you can do about it right now. But when you get an electric bill, right, they have already got paid for the electric bill from your account with the federal government. Okay, you have an account with the federal government. They're making plenty of money off your birth certificate, and you have an account with the federal government. What they're doing when they charge you for the electric bill, you're paying them for the service of collecting the money from the government. Okay? I forget the name of the account. It'll come to me soon. But you have an account with the government. So if you can track down your birth certificate, look at the birth, there's some letters on it written in red on your birth certificate. You can run that through the bank and find out where your birth certificate is and who's making the money off the birth certificate. It's a process. You know, I think the Moors, I'm not sure if the Moors, well, the Moors know a lot about that, but I don't know if they're participating in that. But you can go on YouTube and type that stuff in, persons, how to control your birth certificate and all that. The information is out there, but in the thought process that you're under, you never thought about that. You never say, wow, I'm worth over $1 million according to my birth certificate, but I don't know how to access it. I don't know how to get access to the account that they're working with. It's just like when you buy a house. When you buy a house and you sign the document, you've already paid for the house. At that point, you could tell them, hey, I had already paid you. And then nothing they can do about it. The house is yours. But what they do, there's another document that they give you which waiver that document that you just signed, and they make you pay them again for the house. So you're paying double for the house. How do you think people are making so much money? You see what I'm saying? When you buy a house for $100,000, you're literally paying $200,000 for the house. $100,000 they get directly from your account, and the other $100,000 they get from you on a mortgage, 30-year mortgage. Oh, well, 30 years, but they've already been paid, and they got you paying them over a 30-year period. See, words are important. You need to words are important, and finding out the definition for these words. A person is a fictitious entity. This is what's in your book. We're talking about this stuff, but you're going to have to do some research on your own to really get into that. There you go. Once I get excited and start talking, I miss our little commercial. Okay. But I got to take the time to run this commercial right quick. was it, 5 minutes out of the hour to acknowledge what's going on out there and the people that are out there trying to do something, trying to help you with this, you know. This is your Elohim Five Tribes Constellation on Osiris Radio presents Elohim Speaks, 8 to 9 p.m. at this time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Actually, I'm not going to do the whole commercial. This 360 degrees is so important. I'm going to be on this for a while. And those of you who have your book, if you want, as you scroll down your book on Tuesday, if you have questions in your book that you might want to ask, Tuesday would be the day to do that, you know, because Tuesday is when we're in the book, we're talking about the book, we're dealing with things that are in the book. Your indenture agreement that you sign locks you into the tyrannical scriptures as part of what you're going to be following, okay? We did not mention your name unless you want us to press one if you want to have a question or a shadow or say something. We don't mention your name. We just do the last 4 digits of your phone number, and that will let us know that you're on the air. And let us know that you have a question, and we'll click on, and you can speak your piece, okay? On Monday, we're talking about society news. Tuesday, we're talking about the tyrannical scriptures, complete book, the secret doctrine. Okay, that's what we do on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're talking about on Wednesday we're talking about politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. So those of you who have problems with your health and we need to talk about some of that stuff, Friday is a good day to check in. Okay, and Saturday is Black History. We do Black History because they're trying to keep the history from you. Sunday we're talking about religion, the Bible 2.0, so that you know why King James rewrote the Bible and what he did it for, and how important that the thought process that he laid out there is important, you know. We have a gospel CD on the market called 911 Jesus Mercy. Keep this coming. The link is CDBaby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is coming. And we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming, where is he coming from? He comes from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you dump in. We need those babies. The one you dump in just might be the one to get us out of this mess. And we sure are in a mess right now. But the brothers, it takes two to make them. So you hang in there with the sisters and help take care of those little ones, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. You can get them on Amazon or you can just call in for this. It's in CD and book form. The number is 215-758-1703. You can call from 9 to 5, 7 days a week. It's okay. And we'll make sure that you get a copy of the book or the CD if that's what you want, okay? Also, I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Rock's Cry. The reason I mention him is because I like him because he understands history and helps fill in the missing pieces. We had, as Black folk, one of the Black tribes, we had a global empire. And in Rock's Cry Out, he has the information to prove it. Also that we had the Olympic stadiums. The archaeologists are unearthing some of these structures now. They're not telling you that they're doing that, but they're doing that. There's a reason why there's pyramids all over the planet, not just in Africa, but all over the planet. There's a reason those pyramids are there. And Horace Butler brings a little bit of that out, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamicha 11. She has a spoken word, speaks pretty good. Well, last time I checked, she's doing a little singing, so go check her out. She sings good, too. She can talk anything. A lot of people say it's a rapper, but she's not rapping. She just lands herself out, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube Nikki Lau, Wu Nam. Her number is 909-749-8626, okay? Just give her a call. She had a fire, so she can do a little help out there and purchase some of her products and stuff, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNICEL, 1918-1929 in the world. They meet every week, so for more information, contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320, okay? And, also, I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries, they make designing clothes, buttons, and flags. In fact, he's in Africa right now setting some things up. So you want to give him a call if you need some flags. That's that red, black, and green flag. He makes excellent. In fact, he made our flag, the black, brown, red, yellow, white flag. He made that. I'm going to put that on the internet soon. So if you need a good tailing in outfit or you want to give us some land in Africa, give them a call. It's number 609-68-5820. You know, it says Safemore Electronics. That's industrial electronics. They do sockets and things of that nature. So sockets, lights, and they also do, what do you call them, security systems. If you want a security system, they can put one in for you, okay? That number is 215-909-3252, okay, from 9 to 5. I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton. He writes, and his name is Thomas T. He has 7 CDs on the market, so you want to give him a call. His number is 267-259-4077, or you can catch him on YouTube if you want to hear what he sounds like. Under Thomas Short, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Teletouch Learning Academy. She's licensed, certified. She's an EMT who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Teletouch has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, give her a call at 215-594-3081, okay? Email address, Teletouch Learning Academy at gmail.com. I also like to give a shout-out to a naturopathic healer. That would be Dr. Paul, 215-779-7358. And Dr. Bill, his number is 61561-3688. So you need to give those guys a call if you have a little problem out there, okay? Now, yeah, I went a little bit over time, but we are back with words, 360 degrees of power. That's where your words come from, okay? And right now we're talking about that word person. A person is a group of people working together as a corporation. That's a person. A lot of us don't know what a person, what it means when using the term person. Now, this is what's coming from Elohim. A person only exists in the minds of others. A person only has the energy of others. A person who exists as a person is oblivious to the universe and its power. A person does not know themselves. Think about what I'm saying here. What you think you are, if you think you are nothing, that's what you are. A negative person lives off negative energy. A positive person lives off positive energy. To be is to know who you are from the beginning of time until now. That's a big statement. Because we're talking about the beginning of time. Now, let's just get into that just for a second here, because we are only got about 10 minutes. Remember, those on the line, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And showing me a little love. You hear, whether you speak out or not, that's fine. Some of you hear this, and you're grabbing some of these thought processes. Okay? And remember, if you have a comment or something you want to say, hit one on your dial, and I open up your mic. Now, when you hit one on your phone, that lets you know that you have something to say, okay? To be is to know who you are from the beginning of time until now. What a statement, okay? Let's just deal with the time. What is time? You see what I'm saying? I think I got that in there too, somewhere down the line in the words, but time is a unit of measurement. Time is not a reality. It's like a ruler. The ruler has no purpose unless you're going to measure something. Time has no purpose unless you're going to measure something. What are you measuring? You're measuring something that's in motion. See, time is a measurement of things that's in motion. That's what time is. When they say space-time, when the scientists say space-time, they're talking about the difference in your motion between on a planet and its gravity and out in space where there is no gravity. So when they say space-time, they talk about a difference in motion, okay? Now, when they say from the beginning of time, they're talking about from the beginning of when things went into motion. Now, when was that? That is something that we can, it's hard to figure out, you know, when things went into motion. But we go back to what's called the uncaused cause. I don't care what you do, what kind of blood pressure. I mean, you have to go back to the point where something was just here. And from that thing, everything began, okay? So when that thing went into motion, when that thing began going into motion, okay, that's how we measure time. And I can't. I don't know about anybody else, but I can't go back to measure that far. Some people say 77 trillion years when it happened. Some people say this, some people say that. That's when we get into the occult portion of the books, the stories. See what I'm saying? The facts. And the stories are two different things. The fact is, there was a point in time when there was no motion. And there was a point when something started moving, started going into motion, okay? The fact is, there was something here. That's the fact. That's the only thing that we can realize as a fact. Everything else is based on the stories that people are telling around the fact. Let's bring that a little closer to home. This is high science here. This is some pretty interesting thought process that I'm bringing to you. The sun is a fact. It's up there. If we can see it, go outside in the morning, you can feel it on you. You look at it too long, it'll blind you. You know what I mean? The sun is there. It's a fact. Now, does the earth go around the sun? Does the sun go around the earth? Does the sun rise? Does the sun set? These are stories around the fact, okay? And the stories change all the time. So the stories aren't facts. The stories are conjunctions and ideas that we put out around the fact. We have to get in terms of looking at things from a factual point of view. Do you know where I'm coming from? Now, they're saying, well, we don't, at one time, they thought that the sun went around the earth. At one time, they thought the sun rose and the sun fell. The sun, that's why they have sunrise and sunset, you know. You pray at sunrise and you pray at sunset, you know what I'm saying? But the sun don't rise and the sun don't set. See, these are stories. It's the occult that they put around the fact. And based on what stories you like the most, that's the group that you join. That's why we have so many churches. We have so many mosques. We have so many Buddhist temples because they're occult. The occult is the story. Now, the sun is a fact. Now, remember the sun goes around the earth or the earth goes around the sun. We have to get up there and look. So now we done been up there and looked. Now, we know for a fact now that the sun don't rise and set. Well, it don't rise and set on our planet where the sun is moving. But it doesn't rise and set on our planet. We know that for a fact because we done been up there and we looked at it. We can see it, okay? So now they don't say that the earth moves around the sun no more as a theory. They don't use the word theory. Because they can prove without a shadow of a doubt that the earth is going around the sun. See what I'm saying? Now that becomes a fact. So I'm just taking us back to the Darwinian thing. They're using the term theory. They know what they do when they use these words. Be mindful of the words they're using. And when they're telling you about history, listen to their words carefully. They say probably, could be, might have been. You know what I mean? These are the words to let you know. They don't have a clue to what they're talking about. They're making stories up around the facts, but the stories don't have to be true. If the stories were true, they wouldn't use certain terminology when they talk about the actual facts. The pyramid is a fact. See what I'm saying? You can't get around that. It's there. You can see it. You go up and you put your hands on it. You can feel it. You can rub it. You can kiss it, whatever you want to do to it. The pyramid is a fact. Now, how was it built? When was it built? Who built it? All these are stories that they're coming up with around the fact. See what I'm saying? Now, until they can build one themselves, they don't know how it was built. So, so they have stories, all kinds of stories about slaves built it, or they had cone-shaped devices that left gravity. They did it with their minds. Some aliens came in and did it. I mean, the stories are out there on this pyramid. But you can't go by those stories as a fact. You see what I'm saying? Facts don't change. That pyramid is there. I don't care what you do. That pyramid is there, and that's not going to change because the pyramid itself is a fact. So I'm just trying to get us into fact and fiction. It's a lot of thinking. It's a lot of thought goes into everything that we do. And what the tyrannical scripture secret doctrine doing is putting your thought process in the right place so that you can't be deceived, okay? This country is a trust. You are a trustee of this country. That's why you have the right to vote. When you're born here, you are a trustee, or you're a beneficiary at first. Once you turn 18, you become a trustee, okay? And the trust indenture agreement, all right, is the Constitution. Now, those of you who are thinking about or wanting to become members of Elohim Five Tribes Society, you have to learn about trust because the society is a trust. It's like this government is a trust. I suggest you go to Yusef L. He has a three-hour webinar on YouTube, three-hour Yusef L. trust agreement. Go there, and he explains it so well. He explains a lot better than me. Anyway, a lot better than I or however you want to say it. But he explains it very well. And it's a three-hour webinar, and it's free. Just go and listen to it. Okay, if you want to go further into that, there's a charge, $25 or something like that. But all of our members get a complete book on trust. So I just suggest when they get 3 hours, and by the time they get their books and their information, they have a complete book on trust. So they can learn about trust, put your birth certificate, put your businesses. There's so much you can do with a trust to offset of the federal government from taking your money. I think Kennedy and Rothschild and them, they the ones started all this, started this trust thing. I forget the date it was, but they started this trust thing because they were losing too much money to the government. That's why they got all these groups all over Cayman Islands and everywhere trying to hide their money from the government taking. Because a lot of the money they're taking in taxes is literally against the law. You see what I'm saying? They're breaking the law by taking some of these people's money, but there's nothing they can do about it but just hide the money because the government has what? They have they have both cultures working. They have the dog-eat-dog culture working. And that dog-eat-dog culture, when they say move, the dog-eat-dog move, that's the military institution. When they say go get them, they go get them. And they have the resources and the power and the big stick to go and get them. You follow what I'm saying? So, we almost out of time again. Time goes by so fast. I might have to increase the time on the show. But all those that are on the line right now, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. Let me know that you're on the air. And remember, maybe tomorrow, if you have something to say or you want to comment, you know, just push one and you'll be and let me know that you're on the line and I'll open up your mic. I'll use the last 4 digits of your phone number. We don't mention names unless you want us to, okay? I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I eagerly embrace everything that I have done to come back. So let it be written, so let it be done. Remember now, we've got about 1 minute left. Just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? When you're out there in the public, dealing with your loved ones, dealing with your friends, only commit acts that make them feel good. Then you're loving them. If you say anything out of your mouth, do anything that don't make them feel good, you're not loving them. Okay, you if you say it out of your mouth, you'll make them feel good. That's what we call occulting them. See what I'm saying? You're actually assaulting them. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to occult them. Right? Occult is the story. So be careful of the stories that you tell, and be careful of the things that you say around the facts. All right. Because once you start misinterpreting the facts, the head gets a little crazy. This is where fights start and all that. You said so and so, and I didn't have nothing to do with that. So be careful with your words. Words are very important. We're going to be on words for the next few weeks dealing with this, dealing with tyrannical scriptures, because it's so important that we learn how to talk to each other and we learn who we are and what we are and what's going on, okay? With that, I will chit-chat with you tomorrow. This is Elohim saying much love, God.